work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
It's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner, fueled by Donut Country and McDonald's on 101.9, 100.5, 1450, WGNSSports.com and Big G TV.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Automotive, the cure for your car, professional auto repair and maintenance from ASE certified mechanics and master mechanics. Check them out online at autorepairsmyrna.com. And we have with us this morning Barry Messer, the head coach of the Riverdale Warriors. Barry, I want to start out. Hope your wife is doing great and the whole family.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on. Thank you for asking. She's doing wonderful. My two kids, Bryce and Sophie, are doing as well too.
You know, it's going to be a little different for you because I think you've had that young man with you for 4 years, and so it's a little different take this year, isn't it?
It's been different, you know, because he has been a player in our program for 4 years, and he's gone on and at Trevecca and enjoying his time there, and they're in Jackson, Tennessee, playing Union right now. So he's out doing his thing. It's a dad adjustment probably more than it is a son adjustment. But I got my daughter. She's with me. She's a manager. Junior. So she's been with me for 3 years. So just kind of refilled the cup there.
Barry, I thought she was really born a Riverdale Warrior, actually, since, you know, birth, basically. She's been...
Well, yeah, both of them were born on the field for the most part. So, yeah. Truth be told, she probably loves baseball as much as anybody in the family.
You got a terrific bunch right there. I want to talk a little Riverdale baseball. And, of course, when we look at the district, I know we're going to tell you, we're going to say it's tough. But it is every year. I mean, there's no difference. They're always got really good teams.
Well, just baseball in Middle Tennessee in general is just a very, very, very highly competitive and, highly sought-after baseball area. So, you know, anybody you play inside of our district or another district in the Middle Tennessee State area, it's going to be a dogfight, and it's going to be a very tough matchup, every night, every week, every year, it seems like.
Well, let's talk about the Warriors, and where I'm going to go with it. Always starts with pitching.
Well, it does always start pitching, you know. So, I mean, I think you set your foundation on pitching, and I think you work around it. You know, I think you – base your offense and, everything based on what you have on the mound. But, we have quite a few guys coming back. We lost a few arms from last year's team, but for the most part, we have some good quality arms coming back. We start with our senior, Liam Goodhart, who was our, threw in the number one slot last year for us. He's a senior, obviously a hitter too. He's committed to Walter State, signed with Walter State. That's where he's going to play next year. But, he's very solid, very solid dude on the mound. Jay Insani, is a guy doing a two slot for us. He's a junior with a lot of experience coming back. He's thrown some good quality innings for us already. And, he's going to throw today. We play Bob Jones today. We're in Birmingham. I've been here since Thursday. So today's our last game in this tournament. We'll head home. But Bob Jones, obviously, perennial power in Alabama. He's going to get his opportunity to pitch today with them. And, then we have junior Noah Utley, who's thrown, two games for us already. And he threw against Brentwood and won that game. Then, took a tough loss on Thursday. Only gave up two runs to Huntsville. We just couldn't score that day, but another good quality. But he's thrown well. Another junior, Landon Bird, has really come on strong for us this year. He's threw for us a little bit last year as a sophomore. Sophomore Caleb Rivas, young guy. He threw yesterday, beat Sparkman in a good win. Another junior, Asher Poe, has thrown a lot of quality innings. Bobby Barnes, a senior. We expect him to throw a little bit. He hasn't thrown yet. James Jones, a senior. He's going to Tennessee Westland. He's a Tennessee Westland sign. He's also an outfielder for us, but he threw some quality innings yesterday against Thompson, Alabama. And then Barrett Cox, a left-hander, that's thrown for us. And Hunter Maupin's another sophomore left-hander that threw against Thompson yesterday and kind of held them down for three or four. And then they have a freshman, Matias Goodhart. The Goodhart name is going to continue for another 4 years after he was gone.
Yeah.
So he's been really good for us. So, you know, that's kind of that kind of runs down our pitching a little bit for us there.
Sounds like you're fairly deep, and that's always good because you can't have enough. That's the old saying.
You know, we're deep, and we're trying. You know, we've thrown a lot of guys thus far. I think we played nine guys. I think almost every one of those guys have thrown at some point. So, you know, we're using a lot of guys out of the pen and in games, trying to get them some experience before we get into conference play. You know, 1st of April.
I know. Also, you'll have some pitchers that'll be playing positions, which happens a lot in high school. Tell us a little bit about the infield and the catching situation.
Okay, at the infield, we'll start with the senior, Davis Wilson. You know, he's been third base for us, so we kind of he's been sliding back and forth from second to third. He's a Vol State sign. He's going to go to Vol State next year. He's hits in the two hole for us, left-handed hitter. So he'll be a third and second. Then we have Noah George, who is a junior for us. He was a starter for us as a sophomore at shortstop. And then Liam Goodhart's our first baseman. And he's over there at first with Thatcher McGill, who's been DHing for us. Thatcher's a Chattanooga State signee. And then Lucas Edmiston and Tyson Spinker, both juniors, they both play at first. Then we have Caleb Rivas, like I mentioned before, is a sophomore. He plays third some for us. And then Tyler Dryling, a junior, has been sliding in at second, about half the games for us up to this point.
Now we go to the outfield and tell us a little bit about them.
Outfield, James Jones, again, mentioned him. He's our right fielder. He's, like I said, he's going to Tennessee Wesleyan. And then we have a junior, kind of a new player for our program, Colson Underwood. So he's been kind of anchoring center field, super electric fast guy. Both those guys, James Jones and Colson, both can really, really run. Left field's kind of been a platoon so far with junior Blake Willow and junior Noah Utley and Bobby Barnes, the seniors, played out there a little bit. Then we also have Elliot Getz, who's a senior that plays a little right, and junior Kale Foldham, he plays a little bit of center. And then we have a sophomore, Colin DeGrazia, who's somebody we're really high on. He just has kind of been banged up and kind of got a pulled muscle in his oblique for the first, you know, couple weeks of the season. So we're excited to get him back on the field and see what the possibilities there are.
We're talking to Barry Messer, the head coach of the Riverdale Warriors. You know, you mentioned a lot of these guys going to college. You know, I know you, and I think you are just as proud when they get signed by a school in college, just as much as the wins and losses. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think you really take a lot of pride in that.
Well, I mean, as I get older, I realize that, you know, I mean, I've known it for years, but just, you know, sometimes as you get older, you realize that, you know, nobody really remembers your record.
Yeah.
Nobody really remembers. You know, I don't remember my record for the most part. I'd have to go back and look most of them up. There are certain years I remember most certainly, but, you know, we're trying to produce these young men that, you know, are going to leave our program and go and add value at another program and add value, you know, in the workforce and add value as a husband and add value as a dad. And we want those people, when they leave here, we want them to come back. And when they come back, we want them to be embraced. So, you know, as an alumni, so that's, you know, that's really the enjoyment. That's the excitement. That's the, you know, that's the passion and the love that, you know, that I get out of it. I'm more grateful to see alumni in the stands and alumni come in over the Christmas break or the Thanksgiving break than I am, you know, to compete really in any game that I play. Not that I don't enjoy those, but, you know, there's just I think tradition and culture mean a lot, and those things are really what describes it.
Before I let you go, I want to talk. Nobody in Rutherford County, I know there are a few, you know, like Coach Revis, and but you really take pride in your Mac does. You know, I mean, all you coaches work hard. Now, a lot of people don't know that, but there's a lot of work to it. You've added some more what I call goodies there to Riverdale, and you got a new scoreboard.
Yeah, let's don't call it a scoreboard.
Okay.
I'm trying to fight that old school mentality, which I mean, I'm just giving you all
Hey, they don't get any older than me, Barry.
Listen, I'm having that same conversation with Limbaugh. He's like, you know, I'm like, Limbaugh, it's not a scoreboard anymore. We are in the video board business. We, you know, but no, we have. It's, and I, listen, I've had my feet planted in this community for a long time. And, you know, this, the community, the Riverdale community, the people of Murfreesboro are, you know, it's, they're the ones that make this thing go. You know, my boosters, my parents, my former parents, my alumni, the people that have just, that love Riverdale. It's, you know, the, everything that's kind of gone on over there has been, it's just been a vision, and people have just bought into visions and they want to see Riverdale succeed. And yes, you know, we've, you know, I feel like we've got a very good venue. I feel like we've got a very good place to call home. And yes, we've added a 27 foot by 17 foot state-of-the-art video board that's, you know, just incredible. It's an experience. You know, I feel like it's not only a game that people can see, but it's an experience that people can experience while they're there. So it's great for the players. It's great for the parents. It's great for, you know, anybody that wants to come out. And, you know, so my philosophy's always been, look, let's, you know, however we can make the 4 years here that they're here, a better place and a better opportunity, and, you know, give them the resources they need to be proud, not only while they're here, but when they come back to say, you know, I get that a lot, Coach, why didn't you do that when we were here? Well, I mean, I just can't do it all at one time. So, like, you know, you're part of the legacy that allowed us to do the next thing. And, you know, that's, I'm not alone. Like, I feel like baseball people in general, and, you know, I think it's moving towards every sport. I feel like people are just taking pride in facilities, and they understand, hey, look, it used to be called an arms race. It's not. It's just, hey, look, we just want good stuff. And,
exactly.
You know, it's not an arms race. I know that's been called that by the media. It's not what it is. It's, people are just proud of what they do and where they do it and who they do it with. And that's just the way it comes out. So, we're proud of it. And, you know, it's not an egotistical proud it's just a proud. So that's just where we're at.
Well, it's a beautiful place to watch a ball game, as is most places in Rutherford County. How's that? I'll make it even everywhere around.
100%. Listen, I can't leave my catchers off. You skip my catchers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got to talk about my catchers. You know, we got my catchers that are competing is Jay and Sonny. We talked about junior. We have another junior, Jace McKinney, who's, you know, caught some good innings for us. DH yesterday had a really good day, DHing. And then we have a senior, Christian Qualls, who's kind of got a little injury right now, so he's down for a week or so. But he's a guy that's committed to play, you know, at Southwest Georgia down in Georgia. So he's another commit. We're looking to get him back on the field. But, you know, we're super blessed. Like I said, I've been in Birmingham since Thursday at a really, you know, highly competitive tournament, and coming home today and then get back in the swing in Middle Tennessee, and hopefully those 40-degree weather that they're calling for don't stick around very long next week.
Yeah, I don't think it will. Hopefully it won't. Barry, I'll let you get back to your boys, and good talking to you, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.
All right. That's Barry Messer, okay. The head coach of the Riverdale Warriors. This portion of the show brought to you by Middle Tennessee Electric, serving our community by providing affordable, reliable, and safe electricity online at mte.com. That's going to do it for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner, but stay tuned. Cougar Corner coming up next.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Alsop.